left off the very very end of the sugya yesterday, just before we move on to the next sugya. It may take us the whole shiur today to finish up the last part. We'll try to see if we can get it in quickly. So we highlighted the fact that this chiddush of the nesivos and the ktzais and the trubus akri, this whole innovative way of looking at yush, that yush depends upon the knis of the shus hazocha, and unlike hefker, calls man that it's not nichnas the shus hazocha, so it doesn't yet become yush. The whole yush isn't even tapis, even in whatever yush is, but it's all talavi aimed upon the knis of the shus hazocha. So we said that that chiddush really depends on machlokes tais and the Ramban, that Tosfos and our sugya who learned that the ikuf of yush in the cases of Geneva, or the ego of the inability of yush to take effect in a situation where the person, the Beltzias Aveda, picks it up before yush, it all revolved around that akuda of achiv hashava. So we said that that achiv hashava is a description of an obstacle to the zoicha being zoicha, but it's not an impediment to the misyayish being misyayish. So that's the case, that the misyayish gets to be misyayish, notwithstanding the fact that the zoicha can't be zoicha. So then how can I take you to it in turn? How can I demand back my item? How can I, the nigzel, demand the item back? How can I, the Baal Aveda, demand the item back? The other person should say, it's not yours, it was ready yatsa mishuscha. So Zeppelin van Dol says in the Sivus, and everyone who went along with him, Zeppelin van Dol, you see from here that Kol's man, that Yush is not nichlas l'shus ha-makabel, it wasn't even yatsa mishus ha-zoich, mishus ha-messiah. So that was the basic thrust of this G'dali Acharoni. Whereas the Ramban clearly doesn't buy into this. Both the Ramban and Maseches Pesachim, who identifies Yush and Bittul as being almost synonymous to one another, clearly by Bittul Chometz there's no Rishus HaZoicha to speak of. And the Ramban, the also in our Sugya, the Ramban, not quote our Sugya, but the Ramban in Bamitziyah, Dav Chavav, in the Mochamis, who explains that the obstacle to Yush in the cases of Yisuras Liyah, they're either because of Shem Raveda, or because the whole parsha of Yush was not Nischadish when an Aveira was done and Issa was committed. And therefore the Ramban wasn't Meshugah to Tosfos Chovis HaShavah story. The Ramban is free to learn that Yush is what we thought Yush was. It's a two-step process, not all that different than Hefker. Maybe not identical to Hefker, but not all that different from Hefker in the sense of it's Yatzim Meshus HaMisyayish, and then if and when it'll make into Meshus HaZoicha, we'll negotiate about that. That's pretty much where we left yesterday. So at the very end of this year, we pointed out that the Ktzos wanted to bring a riot to this Yisod. Not because he was bringing a riot to Nasi. He didn't know about this Nasivus yet, it could be. But he wanted to bring a riot to his brother, because his brother was also on board the same Shtikl Torah. His brother also wanted to stay up that Yush doesn't exit the Rishus HaMisyayish until it enters the Rishus HaZoicha. And to this, the Ktzos wanted to bring a riot. That's where we left off with the Sugya in Bava Kamma on Daf Semach Bava Mebeis. So the Gemara Bakama quotes the Machlokes Rabban Yos, we spent so much time on already, that Rabba holds that Yush is Kani, that the Raya said the Rabbanan by Gezela, and Rav Yosef disagrees. And Rav Yosef brought a Raya to Rabba. So Rav Yosef, I bring you a Raya that Yush is not Kani. Why? Hagoizel Chometz of Lava Pesach, I'm in the Reshachal of Fanecho. If Reuben steals Chometz from Shimon, and now Pesach, no pun intended, Pesach is over, and now Pesach is over, the chametz has been chalon in the shame chametz of for whatever reason. That was a bay rubbish. So by yesterday, not for now. But the chametz is for sure called chametz of a Pesach. And now a week after Pesach, so Reuben the Gazlan decides to say to Shimon, I need the tshuva. Here's your chametz back. Here it is. Hareish chalafanecha. So Shimon goes ballistic. Shimon says, "You give me back a worthless piece of junk. You stole $10,000 worth of schnapps, and now you give me junk." So Reuben says, "I'm sorry." There's a mishnah of a kama. Hareish chalafanecha. That's the din. So there's no question that this is the din. This is Yadum Forsum, Gozel Chometz, the Over, Olava Pesach, Oimelo, Harel Shechalafanach. Finished. That's it. Harel Shechalafanach. So comes Rav Yosef and begins to analyze, do we really understand why the Gazan has a right to say Harel Shechalafanach? So comes Rav Yosef and asks Rabba, I don't understand. If you're right that Yush is Kaina, so what does that mean? Let's walk it through. If you're correct that Yush is Kaina, every case of Avol of Pesach is automatically what? Once Pesach comes, what is it? Automatically, I don't have to, but automatically I would say the owner of the chametz, is he thinking about that chametz anymore? Is he thinking, well, I can't wait to see that schnapps again? Or as a religious Jew, what is he saying? Oh, I don't want it anymore. He's mishyayishim the chametz. So since it's built into the system that Avraham Avinu has automatically Yush, so basically what happened was it was a Gozel Chametz and Yush took effect, and Yush took effect, you could still say HaReish HaChal Fanecha. What's in Rav Yosef? The same HaReish HaChal Fanecha only makes sense Chol's man that the Gazan hasn't what? Hasn't acquired the Gazela. We know that every Gazan has one of two potential routes of paying back. Either he pays back the item itself, or he has to pay back the cash value. What determines whether he pays back the item, whether he pays back the cash value? Very simple. What's the fact? There's only one factor that determines whether he pays back the item or whether he pays back the cash value. What is it? Was he kind enough? If he was kind enough, then he doesn't have to return the item. Then he returns the cash value. Shaski Hagazela. If he wasn't kind enough, then Vashis Hagazela, he has to return that. Those are the ABCs. 20 blad of a comma, assume that's a double portion, not the oid. But I just told you, it's mils of the pshita. The saying of HaReish HaChal Fanecha, what does that have a connotation of? HaReish HaChal Fanecha makes sense when the chiyuv is to return what? The object. If I'm a chiyuv to give back the object, I stole a bowl of soda, I'm giving back the bowl of soda. Either bowl of soda is not worth anything, right? That's Hashem's Hagzela, I return the chayfetz. But if the chiyuv that's mutal on the gazlan is to pay the cash value of shasak zela, so the cash value of shasak zela is not going to be fulfilled with the returning of an object that's worthless. You have to take money out of your pocket and pay back the cash value, raise the mishamak shasak zela. So says Rabbi Yosef, if Chazal are letting you get away with saying HaReish HaChal Fanecha, that's tantamount to saying that the chiyuv in this situation is a chiyuv of what? Is it a chiyuv of Hashavas HaChepetz or a chiyuv of Tashlumin? Obvious what? Hashavas HaChefetz. Why is it Hashavas HaChefetz? According to you, Rabbi, that a Gazan is kind of a Yush, it's not a Hashavas HaChefetz anymore. If you are kind of a Yush, then it's a Kenyan. It's like Shini Kinder, Yush Kinder. Now it's a Chiv Tashlumen. And if it's a Chiv Tashlumen, how can you dare say HaReish HaChal Fanecha? So that was Rav Yosef's kasha. So then from that Mishnah says Rav Yosef, and the fact you can get away with saying HaReish HaChal Fanecha, there's a Raya Brura that Lo Kana HaGazan. And therefore, he's still stuck with the Hashavas HaChefetz, and the being stuck with the Hashavas HaChefetz enables him to pull off that stunt HaReish HaChal Fanecha. That's Rav Yosef's right.
According to the Mishnah,
there's
off
Chametz.
Do we know that there was Yayush?
The Gemara says, by definition, even the Asra Allah was Yayush. That's a given. That's a given. That equation is a given. So Rabbah responded back to Rav Yosef. What was Rabbah's response back to Rav Yosef? No? Kiko Amina, when do I say that Yush is koine? When the who, when the what, when the where, no? When the Gazlan wants to be koine? Over here, what from Gazlan wants to be koine? Chametz and Pesach. I know it's a steer in terms from Gazlan, but bear with me, everybody say. Okay? So comes Rav Yosef, comes Rabbi and responds back to Rav Yosef. I really stick to my position that Yush is koine. This is a quirk because Ze'ina Rotzel Liknois. And that was Rabbah's refutation of Yosef Yisrael. Comes the Ktzais and says, I don't understand Rabbah's rebuttal. Right? What does that mean that the Gazan doesn't want to be kind? Explain to me those words, the Gazan doesn't want to be kind. That klal, that the Gazan doesn't want to be kind, is that a deficiency in what or what? Give me. Tell me the lumbus. Remember, there are two stages of Yush. What are the two stages? Yitzir Mishas HaBailim and Kinis Lushas HaZoicha. This klal of the Bailim, the Gazan doesn't want to be Koine, doesn't want to be Messiah, it doesn't want to be Zoicha, is that a Chisaron in the Kinis Lushas HaLekeach and Lushas HaGazan, or is that a Hafkoah from the Yitzir Mishas HaBailim? So it's obvious that has nothing to do with Hafkoah Mishas HaBailim. And Hafkoah Mishas HaBailim is Chal B'chol Toikif. The item left the Mishas HaBail. It left the Bailim already. Once he's Messiah, he's Yitzir Mishas HaBailim. The only thing is, because of this quirk of Ezeh in a Ritzalikonis, as is a Chisaron, this is a deficiency. It can't go into someone's Rishus without his Haskar, without his consent. So we can't force it down the throat of the Gazlan. So Mela, since the Gazlan doesn't want to be Zeicha on the Issadik Chameitz, so Mela, the Yush, is not going to enter into his Rishus. Upper the Yitzir Mishas HaBailim was in full force. So wait a second. Yes, the Ketzais. if that's true, that Rabba's response to Rav Yosef is that Lokona Hagazlan, because Ein Hagazlan Reitzabo, where does this leave the Chometz Rabbi Sai? I have the Nigzol and I have the Gazlan. So once the Nigzol is Mesiaish, it's out of his Rishus already. Where's it landing? Remember this kind of a picture from yesterday? It's about to land where? It's about to land in the airspace of the Gazlan. And what does the Gazlan say? I don't want it. So what happens to it? So it ends up in midair. It crashes in the desert. Comes the Ktzais and says, if that's true, that it crashed in the desert, that it ended up in midair, Nishchel HaGazlan of Nishchel HaNigzol, how do we explain away the phenomenon of saying Hareisha Cholofanecha? Why? What's the problem? What's bothering the Ktzais? Listen to the words. Harei shalcha lefanecha. It's only niton le'ameh, harei shalcha lefanecha, if the chayfet still belongs to the bailim. If it's still the bailim's chayfet, then you could say with a straight fit, it's harei shalcha lefanecha. But if it was yotzer mishus ha-bailim already, so then that in and of itself is prevents us from saying harei shalcha lefanecha. But Rabba says you could still say harei shalcha lefanecha. Rabba said straight back to Rav Yosef with a straight face, Rabba said, the fact that the Gazlan doesn't want it, that enables us to understand the Mishnah Reish Cholofanecha. How does that answer anything? Rabbi didn't answer the question. Rabbi just explained that it doesn't go to the Gazlan. But it's Nigzol. What's the answer? I say, Zephyr, no, what do you see from here? No, give me, what do you see from here? Says the Ktzais. The what? You see that his brother's right. You see the Nesivus is right. That as long as we can identify a reason why it's not Nichnas nor Shus Ha Gazlan, that will prevent it from being Yatzim Shus Ha Bailim. This case of Eini Rotzebo, Eina Gazin Rotzebo, is the halach equivalent of what? Give me another example of Yiyush that took off from the Shus HaBailim, couldn't land in the Shus HaNigzol, gets sent back to the Shus HaBailim, doesn't end up in the desert crashing, it goes back to its original airport. Give me another example. It's the identical model when there was a deficiency in the Knis Lushus HaGazlan, and the Mela, we declare, goes all the way back to the Bailim again. Give me another case like that. Ein HaGazlan Rotzebo, what was another example? Identical scenario in Halacha. We're going to make an equation here. What? Cheves HaShova. This is Cheves HaShova. This is the Nesivus as Cheves HaShova. Remember? The Nesivus said, B'das Tosfos, because there's a Chavis HaShava that's Mutal on the Gazlan, or because there's a Chavis HaShava that's Mutal on the Meitias Aveda, that Chavis HaShava does not address the inability of leaving the Rishus HaBailim. No, we could leave the Rishus HaBailim. The Chavis HaShava is an obstacle to entering the Rishus HaGazlan or the Rishus HaMeitias Aveda. But once we have an inability to land in the Gazlan or the Meitias Aveda's field, what happens? Once we can't declare that it ends up in his Rishus, Menela goes back to the original airport, that it ends up that it was never Yes Rishus HaBailim as well. So what the Tzois is saying in the Gemara in Bavakamah Dav Samach Vav, the Nesivus was saying in the Tzois Dav Samach Vav Amar Aleph. They were mamish talking the same language. All three Gedolim, Tzois, Trum, Sekri, and Nesivus were all talking the same Pizbin. They were all explaining away the same fundamental Yisrael. Everyone saw it again. When you saw the Bava, who saw the Gemara Bava Kama, Daf Samach Vav? Who saw the Maamar Malchum with Rabbi and Rav Yosef? Who realized right away that that's going to be the Raya for the Nesivus? Can I tell you how long it took the Ktzais to say this? Just look at the Ktzais for a second. The Yishlo Yatzim Bishas Baim, the 15th of Maamar Kavis, the Yishlo Yatzim Bishas Baim, the Asli Shazoyach Vein Kefka. For Raya, the Hadiyah Binim Bim Meruba Daf Samach Vav, Zemis Yashter Yatzim, look at us, Ayin Sham. It took him two lines to say, but it took us 20 minutes to explain. But everyone sees to go back to the Ktzais, Mamish exactly what the Ktzais meant. Rabbi said we have one loose string here.
Isn't the whole point of Harisha Chalafanecha not actually saying it's halakhically yours?
What is it?
Anyway, it's just that I don't have a
chiyuv. Okay, Boshik Givant, hang in there. Hang in. Rabbi says, one loose string here. What's the loose string in this again? How will who learn what? How will the Rabban learn this Gemara? Ramban in Baba Kama, the Ramban in Baba Metzi, who doesn't buy into this whole story. How will the Ramban learn pshat in this Gemara? So they say, the Ktzei saw a Raya Berura from this Gemara because of one Hanacha, one premise the Ktzei had in his head. Now, don't make light of a premise the Ktzei had in his mind. That's quite an important thing. But the Ktzei was looking at this Gemara through a certain light. He was wearing a certain pair of glasses when he was reading this Gemara in Sefer Vav. We know, say Yadua Mefursim, I told you, 20 Blad Mevakama, the following you say. That is a Shavas HaChefetz and this Tashlumin Kishas Kizela. Right? Shnayas and Mevakama, two different tracks for Gazan to potentially pay back. How do you know which track to go down? Very, very simple. Hashavas HaChefetz is when the guys learn Loikana. Tashlum Kishas Kizela is when the guys learn Kana. Now again, what Kana, what Loikana means? Is it Shinu? Is it Shinu Rishus? Shinu Hashem? You? Shinu Salah? There's a whole world out there. Seventh and ninth Brachim of Mevakama. But the fundamental Yisoid is clear as day throughout Mishnayas and Gemara's many, many Sugyas in Mevakama. The Gemara here says, in Daf Samach Vav, the underlying premise of Rav Yosef's kasha against Rabba was that the saying of Harei Shechal Fanecha is assuming Lo Kana HaGazlan. Right? That was the premise of the kasha. Rav Yosef said, it says in the Mishnah, you can say Harei Shechal Fanecha, arrive from here, Yish is not Kana. So there's a new equation that Rav Yosef had for us that the impediment to saying Harei Shechal Fanecha is Kinyan HaGazlan. Once the Gazlan is Kinyan, you can't say Harei Shechal Fanecha anymore. And Rav agrees to that. Rav just says the Gazlan wasn't Kinyan. But Lu Yitzu, the Gazlan is Kinyan, it's Lo Nitan Lehe Amer Harei Shechal Fanecha. Those are Gemara's Beferish in Mevakama, not only Samach Vav, Beferish is not Beferish in Mevakama. So it's a Kinyan HaGazlan. Kinyan HaGazlan is what prevents the saying of Shechal. The starting point is the Shechal Fanecha. Once you're Kinyan, you can't say Shechal Fanecha anymore. Someone explain to me conceptually why that's true. Why is the Gazlan being Kinyan the object an impediment to saying of Shechal Fanecha? Who's gonna formulate this properly? Proper lumdus. And a good Hakdara here. Clear, concise Hakdara. Why is that phenomenon true? It's true. The Gemara, the Feirish, that was the premise of Yosef's discussion with Rabbi. What is it about the Kinyan HaGazlan that is blocking the recitation of Harei Shechal Fanecha?
It's not the
Gazlan.
It's not the...
Well, you just said two things. You said two things. So what Mr. Alter is saying is the fact that it's the Gazlans, that's why he can't say Shechal Fanecha. So why, I want to...
The fact that anyone has made Kinyan means that the transferor no longer owns it.
So what word are you picking up on? And the phrase Harei Shechal Fanecha.
Lecha versus Kinyan.
Okay, so I think what Mr. Alter is saying, let me correct me, right? I think, and even if it's not what you're saying, I'll tell you what you're saying. What Mr. Alter is telling me is as follows. We're creating a chakira here. Why is it that Kinyan HaGazlan is the impediment of Harei Shechal Fanecha? So one way of saying it is that the very phrase Harei Shechal Fanecha means it has to be Shalcha. That halacha that I can dump off on somebody, piece of garbage. I can dump off this garbage from the chametz. It's a pizza pie sitting in the freezer for 2 weeks. It's not Matzoi Pesach. It's worth zero on the market. I could dump that off on you. Mehecha Teisa, I could dump that off on you. The only way to explain that phenomenon of dumping something on Mishnah in Bava Kama about Harei Shechal Fanecha is only because the Kayim HaShenema Shalcha. So it's the being Shaloi of the Nigzal that is ultimately the the what enables me to say shalach v'necha, and therefore, if it's no longer shalach nigzal, I don't have the ability to say. That's one way of understanding it. That's what you're saying, right? So basically the starting point, the baseline, as some people in the Shia would say, is that to say Harei Shechol Fanecha to somebody Din Torah Mamash makes no sense. It makes zero sense. I'm a Din Torah with you, right? Imagine, I broke your window, and Beis Din finds me guilty, I'd have to pay $100. So I come and I give you Chamash Olav HaKasach. What would you say about that? Chamash Sugar. What am I giving you Chamash Olav HaKasach? Who am I to give you Chamash Olav HaKasach? I'm going to say Harei Shechol Fanecha. So if you're smart, you'll say, Shali? It's for me, not mine. So if that's the case, that the saying of Hashem Fanecha is contingent upon it being Shalai, then I understand full well why the Gaza made a king, it's not Shalai anymore. Is that the pshat, or is there another pshat? Now you can say another pshat. The other pshat is not putting the emphasis on the Nigzel's owning or not owning. Harei Shechol Fanecha emanates from what pasuk? What's the source for saying Harei Shechol Fanecha? It's crazy to say Harei Shechol Fanecha. If I break your window, I can't say it. Because the Torah says Vehesha Zagzela. I did Mashamuta Alai. I stole a pizza. I'm giving you back a pizza. The pizza's worthless. What's it doing? I did a Sisi Kechol Hashem Tzivisani. I mean, again, what's going to happen in Shomal, I can't tell you. But in Beis Shomata, Beis Shomata is opening up the book, stating the Sefer Torah Kedosh, it says, the Heish Zagzela, the guy did it, Heish Zagzela. It's worthless? What do you want? He did Heish Zagzela. But med devar mamurim, you could pull off such a stunt, such a taina of Harei Shechol Fanecha. That's what we're dealing with, a Cheves HaShava. But as soon as the Cheves HaGazlan is transformed from a Cheves HaShava to a Chiv Tashlumin, it's a horse of a different color. Once it's a chiyuv tashlumin, that's like breaking a window. Once it's a chiyuv tashlumin, so then what do you mean you're going to hand them off pizza that's worthless? You have to pay him cash. You have to give him value. That's not the heishvah segzela. According to many Rishonim, the paying back of tashlumin is not even a key mitzvah heishvah segzela. It's a different chiyuv lagamer. Vishilam I said bereisha. It's a different mokwa, a different source. Heishvah segzela is over. Once you're cutting the chayfet, there's no heishvah segzela anymore. It's a chayfet tashlumin, like breaking a window. So the reason why Kinyan HaGazlan is an impediment to say Harei Shechol Fanecha is not because it doesn't belong to the Nigzal anymore. That's not where the emphasis lies. What is it about Kinyan HaGazlan that's the impediment to Harei Shechol Fanecha? What is it? But what do I mean? Who's the Gavra? In the first pshat, the Chisaron is Mitam HaNigzal. It's not his anymore. In the second pshat, there's a Chiyuv Tashlumin, and therefore, where does the impediment lie? Mitam HaGazlan. In order for Harei Shechol Fanecha to be pulled off, the following statement has to happen. You have to have two guys talking to each other. There's the Gazlan. He's the mean guy. What should we make him look like? He's a tough guy. We'll draw him with a mask. Right? He's a bad guy. He's a bandit. All right? He's got a gun in his hand. Right? He's a tough guy. And who's the Nigzal? Beard. Big hat. He's Mitzvah Gedolias, he's a very happy guy because he's on the pious, it's Chodesh Adar, right? And he's a little wimpy guy. This guy's a big shalot, a little wimpy guy. And in order for Harei Shechol Fanecha to take place, the following thing has to happen. He's got to be able to say, Harei Shechol Fanecha. And he's got to be able to be makabel those words of Harei Shechol Fanecha. Only if he says and he receives, then the halacha declares Harei Shechol Fanecha. So according to the first side of the Chakira, the chisaron is mitzad ha-nigzel. It means the Gaza can say Harei Shechol Fanecha potential tomorrow, but the nigzel says, I'm not makabel those words because it's not shuli. So the amias Harei Shechol Fanecha is not the defense. According to the second shot, the Gaza can kick the words out of his mouth. Harei Shechol Fanecha? You chayv in tashlumin. You're talking the wrong language, man. You chayv in tashlumin. What are you telling me? You're quoting. You're a big bucky. You're a gazlan, and you don't even know chumash. You're quoting veishas agzela. That's not you. You're a vishilam asem bereisha, man. You're not veishas agzela, man. So conception is very different. What does this matter, Rabbi Yisrael? So the chora, when can be doich the ktsais is raya? The ktsais got stuck. You know what the ktsais got stuck with? He got stuck with that item that took off and couldn't land. And he said, wait a second. If it took off, what shayach to say reisha cholafanecha? It took off already. It's not the bialims anymore. If it's not the bialims anymore, so you can't say reisha cholafanecha. He got stuck. And therefore, the only solution the ktsais was, what was the solution to the ktsais? It took off. What did the ktsais do with it? He sent it back to the old airport. And made it reverse its tracks. And he used in that gemara raya for his brother. You said 100% correctly. That's a raya. That's if your focus is on the word shalcha. You, Mr. Alter, the Ktois, the Deceivers, the Tumasakli, you're all those kind of guys. Right? Good company. But there's a whole other ballgame, a whole other story going on here. Maybe the Yeseda Dover is that Kozman, the Goslin, hasn't been Koine. He could still say Reshechol Fanecha. Notwithstanding the fact that it doesn't belong to the Nigzal anymore. The not belonging to the Nigzal is not the Ikuv. That was never the Miyak in the first place. So now the Gemara reads like a chong. But the Yosef said to Rabbah, I'll bring you a raya that Yush is not Koine because you could say Reshechol Fanecha. To which Rabbah said, Yush is usually Koine. And here it was Yaitim Ishus HaNigzal. But it can't make it into who? Into Rishas HaGazlan. Why does it go to Rishas HaGazlan? Why does it make the Rishas HaGazlan, Rabbi? Because as manuval as mushchus as this messed man is, one thing he doesn't want is what? Chometz Pesach he doesn't want. He's still got a pickle here, and he doesn't want Chometz Pesach. So since he doesn't want Chometz Pesach, he's not Zaycha on it. If he's not Zaycha on it, then what has not happened? Kolzman the Gazlan hasn't been Zaycha. What transformation didn't occur yet? He wasn't koine it yet. Was it yoytze b'shus ha'nigzol avad it was? But it wasn't nichlas l'shus ha'gazlan. If it wasn't nichlas l'shus ha'gazlan, is he chayv in ha'shavu or is he chayv in tashlumin? Gazlan lo kona, he's still chayv in ha'shavu z'chayfetz. Remember? Chart number one. Exhibit A. Kol zman that the gazlan wasn't koine. It's a chayv ha'shavu l'chayv tashlumin. According to this alternate pshat in the ability or lack thereof to say v'shachol fenecha, he's not yet nabbed with a chayv tashlumin. It's still a Chavis HaShava. If it's a Chavis HaShava, because Lekana, what magic, three magic words can he still say? HaReish HaChol Fenech. That's the Dichoy, that's what you meant, right? That's the Dichoy of the Ktzais Raya. Who is responsible for this Dichoy of the Ktzais Raya? On the bottom of the Sefer Truma Sakri, there are Hagos, there are notes, not from the Truma Sakri, from somebody else, I don't remember who it was. Somebody after the, you have to be quite a goy in Olam to write notes in Ha'oras and Kashas on the Truma Sakri. But in the Ha'oras at the bottom of the Truma Sakri, he makes this Ha'ora, that this Shtikl Torah from the Ktzais to defend his brother, he doesn't think is correct. He thinks that it was based on a certain take of Amir Sarish HaFanecha, which is not correct. And according to what we're saying, Rabbi Yisai, the tut started with this chakira. What is the impediment to Reish HaFanecha? Is it the chi of tashlumin or is it the lack of shalcha? Ultimately boils down to machleik is who and who? Who's the ultimate at the end of the day? Which two rishonim can we pin this on? Machleik is Taisin the Ramban. It all goes back to Taisin the Ramban. The Taisus is Chavis HaShava, which got the ball rolling in one direction about Yush. The Ramban, two Rambans that disagreed, got the ball rolling in the opposite direction about Yush. Those two approaches, the Gedali Rishonim, now forced the Gedali Achrayim, the Ktzais against Hagos of the Truma Sakri, to learn the Gemara of a common Sabbath radically different, each one expressing a different understanding of this fundamental principle of Kidding HaGazlan being the impediment to Reish HaFanecha. At the end of the day, everything and everything connects back together. This is one long sugya. This is a Taisus against the Ramban. It's all one picture. This is all Rabbi say the background to Sukkah Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. We didn't even start Sukkah Daf Lamed Aleph yet. We just hopefully know a little bit about what Yush is or what Yush is not. The original parish of Yush in Aveda, which we couldn't even track down exactly what the Pasuk was, it led us to looking for a Pasuk in the Suas, the Rashi that got the ball rolling, made us discover that Ramban. That's how we first met the Ramban, first time around, earlier in the week. We met the Mohammed as a defense for Rashi Sheet about Shafanar being the Mokha for Yush. Once we took this Ramban, we developed the Machlokes Taisin in the Ramban. We went through all the sugyas about Isurus Diyadin, Chavis HaShoven, different things. It means one thing, two things. We developed all those sugyas in Bava Kama, Dav Samach Vav, and in Bava Metziah, Dav Chafalav, and Bava Metziah Chavav. All the pieces of the puzzle began to put together. We developed two different approaches as to what Yush is, what Yush is not. Then we came up with a Ktsois who made a whole point about this Gemara Samach Vav being the pivotal Gemara, the Raya for his brother. And we're able to show that the Ramban and those who go down the camp of the Ramban, the Ruh of the Ramban, had a different understanding of the ABCs, of the relationship between the Kiddush HaGazlan and HaRish Chofenach. So two very, very different approaches. The Gedel HaRishayim, Gedel HaRishayim, what is the background to Yush? So that's where this sugya ends, and now this, of course, sets the stage for the beginning of the next sugya. Any last questions? Yeah. Oh, Gavali, you must be like a Gilgal from the Hagos and the bottom of the Trumus Akri. One of the rayas that they talk about this, one of the rayas against the Ktzais, I'm going to say this one quickly, one of the rayas against the Ktzais is from Yisri Hanah. The Gemara says you could say HaReish Chol Fanachah by Yisri Hanah. And doesn't everybody know that Yisri Hanah don't belong to the Bailam anymore? Zetman Fandah, that the ownership of Lach thereof is not the Kaveah? How do you think the Ktzos would turn around and respond to that one? Those who know a little bit about the Ktzos, if you want to marry the Bava Reb, Bava Rashiva's daughter, you better know this one. It's on the list. 87 sugyas be'ion that you have to know. What? Yeah, 87 things. Just told to show me a list of 87 questions that the Bava Rashiva would ask prospective son-in-laws. So this is one of the 87. Are you Surah Noah Shaloh or not? So the Ktos have, no, you guys being married, there's a lot of, I don't know how many more daughters he has left. So somewhere, I don't think that's going to be the only obstacle looking around. So the Ktos is a famous Shita, which happens to be, lo and behold, in that same very Ktos, in Tav Vav something days, where the Ktos himself happens to hold that Yisrael not or Shalom and not Pershuso. So therefore the Ktos would not be bothered with that Kasha. But the Ramban, the Shittasu, who holds that Yisrael and are what?
Or not
Shalom. How do you know which Ramban?
In the five.
Because of his whole presentation of the Shtei Dvarim Shuvah Sivilo, I have to think that one through. Yeah. I didn't think that. Okay, add that to the list. Point 88. Extra credit to get married. Okay, good. Okay. I'm switching over to...